Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. That's ZZ Top's one of their sweeter songs, you might say. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage and check out, read about some of the things that I talk about in my book there at ageofthecustomer.com. You can also watch videos and see what other people have said about the book, and if you're so led, you can even find out how to buy it from there. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB, NFIB.com, also smallbiz.org, right?
Right.
Smallbus.org. And that's where you can find the Small Business Optimism Index, the NFIB Small Business Optimism Index, that's now more than 40 years old, that Bill produces every month. And also my website. Bill is gracious enough to allow us to do that. Bill, let's go through some of the main elements of your index. When I ask small business owners myself, when I poll them on my website, and I say, what is your number one concern right now? The majority say sales. We need more sales.
Certainly weak sales is the problem. It's not top in our list now. We only have about 14% who say weak sales are their top problem. That's still very high historically, you know, because you should just have a few people, you know, a couple of percent saying this is a problem in a growing economy. But taxes and regulations and red tape still, you know, manage to get the top two spots in our mm-hmm. kind of monthly question. Yeah. But we still have more firms reporting sales declines than sales increases quarter on quarter. The numbers minus 10%, meaning 10 percentage points more, said my sales are headed down quarter on quarter than said right. my sales are headed up. That's a very weak position.
Well, and you know, Bill, you don't have to be an economist like you to hear those percentages and look around and find confirmation in things like a 2% growth rate. For the
exactly.
national, 2% U.S. GDP annual growth rate. I mean, that's how you confirm that 2% is just muddling along. I mean, if you want to make Main Street happy about business, grow at 3-4%, right?
Exactly. Especially if you're in a so-called recovery. Recovery growth rates are always well above the average, which is, you know, going into the recession period was like 3% growth in real terms
right.
and real GDP. You know, and I think we had maybe a quarter or two that got above 3 in this whole recovery period, and the rest of the time we've been subpar. So it's definitely a subpar recovery.
Well, you know, Bill, I saw something the other day, and I wish I'd kept up with more of the details, but it was a noted report that I remember. I was impressed by it. By the authors, and they said that we could be 5 or 6 more years at this rate, at this kind of growth. And now if that's the truth, now we come back to a question I asked you more than a year ago, and that is, are we halfway through a lost decade in America?
Yeah, well, we certainly could be. You know, the lost decade comes from a number of causes, at least if you look at Japan's lost 2 decades.
Right.
But
a lost,
you know,
generation.
It starts off with bad economic policy.
Bad banking policy.
Yeah, tied into the banking policy. And then, of course, if you wrap it into a major demographic change like Japan did and like
right.
we're doing, where we have the baby boomers retiring,
right.
you know, you could have 10 years of subpar growth. That would be a lost decade.
And don't forget, let me just say this: anti-growth policies out of Washington.
That's
the reason why we haven't turned this thing around, because we've had anti-growth economic conditions, financial conditions, and then on top of that we piled anti-growth political policy.
Exactly. So that could generate mounds of uncertainty, and uncertainty is the enemy.
Right. Inflation is not a problem, is
growth.
It?
Pardon?
Inflation is not a problem for small businesses.
Inflation is not a problem, no. Of course, it's all relative. You know, if you, they're not raising prices on their goods and services, but, you know, they're, so then the question is, how about their costs, and how are they doing? And, of course, some important costs are rising very rapidly, regulatory compliance, and, of course, we've had our ups and downs with energy. That still remains a concern for them. Mm-hmm. And taxes, you know, the government keeps asking for more of the pie at the bottom of the line. So in that sense, their costs keep going up while they are unable to really recoup any of those costs through higher prices of the goods and services they sell.
Right. You know, Bill, I speaking of taxes and everything, the higher taxes, this week we polled our audience about taxes, and we asked, if you were allowed to pay less taxes this year, what would you do with the money? 36% said they'd reinvest it in their business.
Sure.
41% said they'd pay down debt. Only 11% said they would give themselves a raise.
Yeah.
How about that?
The owners always come last in the deal, but you know, that's one of the complaints when we did our larger study about the most important problems businesses face, why, you know, and the top seven, three of them are the tax code, and one of the complaints about the tax, federal tax code, is that it takes away the capital that I'm generating to grow my business. I can't go out and sell shares to, you know, people like Twitter.
Right.
You know, this is the source of my capital, and you take it away, I can't grow my business.
And credit is still not a problem for small business owners, isn't it, getting credit?
Apparently not. They say, you know, we're really not interested in it. Only 2% think it's really an issue.
When we come back, I'm going to get Bill to talk to us about the employment picture in the United States with regard to small businesses. He's got some interesting perspectives. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.